We are in the phase now to investigate therapies in patients who develop resistance to ibrutinib. So this is a field that is of significant interest as well. And I believe that there may be even a role in some patients for plain old chemotherapy-based treatments. We have to keep in mind of the significant activity of bentamastin and rituximab. And even in some patients with refractory disease and failures after BTK inhibitors, we are investigating or we are using off-protocol treatments like fludarabine, cyclophosphamide, and rituximab.
So, Steve, I'm not sure how easy or difficult it might be to access venetoclax in the United States for Waldenstrom's. Are there situations where you think it makes sense to use it outside a trial setting?
I do, actually. I think it does represent a way forward. The activity of venetoclax was shown in both patients that had no prior ibrutinib exposure and in patients that had seen a BTK inhibitor previously. The depth of response is impacted by whether you saw a BTK inhibitor earlier and also by CXCR4 mutation status. So I think that's something as we go forward, keep in mind, because here too, maybe using a CXCR4 antagonist may actually also be important for other drugs than BTK inhibitors. I do think it's a very exciting agent, looking at it also in combination with ibrutinib and the other BTK inhibitors, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing a lot of trials very, very shortly. But in the U.S., of course, if we have, you know, a drug that's approved and you have, you know, compendium listing, one can use that to help support your choice of venetoclax to treat a patient.
So keeping that in mind, Steve, you know, and every patient is different, of course, but what agents or sequence of agents are you thinking about once a patient gets past ibrutinib?
Well, I think what Thanos mentioned is very important. You know, we can't forget that we do have also non-BTK inhibitors that are effective. We tend to use alkylators, and in particular, bendamustine is our choice in terms of alkylators. We do tend to use those after a patient has seen ibrutinib if they have not been previously exposed to bendamustine. We do have the ability to leverage proteasome inhibitors. Most typically, you know, we use bortezomib, but carfilzomib and ixazomib also remain at our disposal. And there are also other effective drugs as well that one can consider. Everolimus did show activity in this disease. We tend to use it in our third or fourth line to treat patients. So I do think there is a continuum of drugs that we can use, but, you know, more is needed. And here I think venetoclax will certainly add to our armamentarium. So we're very excited to see its development, both as a single agent as well as in combination.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Oncology Today, Waldenstrom Macroglobulinemia Edition.